Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
What do you want to get off your chest before Christmas? Because there does come a point where you kind of have to toe the line and put the smile on your face and have that cheer. But if there's anything grouchy, grinchy, or just honest you want to get off about the season, now is pretty much your time to do it.
I feel like we should have gotten the whole of our office in for this because everybody else seemed just a little bit grinchy except for me so far, and it's not even December yet.
I love it. if I may start, Brooke.
Yes, please do.
In all honesty.
Yep.
I can take or leave a Christmas ham.
Really?
I know that like Rollbush, for example, would have an incredible ham. It's not to do with the hams themselves. I just, I struggle to get excited for it. I think it's because my mum always buys the biggest possible ham. If she is not still serving ham leftovers in January, she is kind of distraught. It's just not the season for her. I'm not into it. I don't want leftovers of ham. There's other Christmas foods I prefer much, much more.
I don't know if this is controversial at all, but I feel like Christmas lunch always beats Christmas dinner. Like, as far as the quality, it's like I celebrate Christmas as a lunchtime thing.
Yeah, in my house, Christmas dinner is just leftovers. I'm too lazy to cook. And, we had a big lunch, so you'll only need a little bit of sun. That's my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah.
I'm going to go full millennial here. It's like, boomers, you got to rein that stuff in. There is no such thing as having a big lunch and only needing a little dinner.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. You always need a dinner. Keith in Barmera. Keith, what do you want to get off your chest before we hit Christmas?
Well, everybody talks up how good it is for Christmas dinner and all the food there. I reckon it's better to have it all as leftovers on Boxing Day. That's when it tastes even better.
Ooh, that's a pretty strong opinion. Question for you, Keith. Your Christmas Day lunch or dinner, is that usually warm or is it a cold selection?
It usually starts out warm at lunch and then we just have the leftovers, but then we have the leftovers the next day too.
I reckon I'm actually ready to side with you, Keith, because my problem was this past year I was spending it at my mum's place. Everyone there had a bed to stay in except for me, so they all got to have naps after Christmas lunch. I was stuck sitting around. Not so much the problem on Boxing Day. People don't go as hard.
I think that's a very good point. And, yeah, anybody that misses out on a nap on Christmas, I think that's just cruel.
It really is. You're so right.
So unfair. Keith, thank you so much.
No worries.